77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hi, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio, the most listened to talk radio station in the country. I'm so happy to be with you today, and I hope you're having a great weekend. And just right at the beginning, I'd love to thank you for sending all these beautiful messages and sending me some cyber hugs and kisses and little hearts. I appreciate it so much. Please continue. Please stay connected and don't go anywhere. Don't leave me here by myself. Stick around and listen to the show. I have fantastic guests today. And talking about guests, every time I interview great celebrities, stars, I love asking that one particular question. What's a guilty pleasure you can confess to me? And the answers you get can sometimes leave you speechless. Alton Brown, for instance, the superstar foodist, told me once, he doesn't shower for a day or so. Oh, well, you know, I can do that. And I was thinking, what's my guilty pleasure that I can confess to you? Well, eating a whole chocolate bar. It has to be organic chocolate. Eating the whole thing late at night. Haha. I love it. Yum, yum, yum. And by the way, Alton Brown, he's coming up on the Yola Nash Show next week. All right, I think it's about time to introduce my first guest.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, the Yola Nash Show.
I'm so excited because I have a very special guest today, the international multi-platinum singing sensation. On stage, he's so mesmerizing with his seductive vocals, amazing dance moves, fantastic sense of humor, and he's mixing all his talents into pure entertainment. The multi-talented superstar, Patrizio Buane. Patrizio, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you? What a wonderful special introduction is that. You made my day. That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much. How are you?
You made my day. And you know, I supposed to say, sono così felice che il Patrizio è qui. Is it okay?
No, it's more than okay. Look, there's so many, you see, America is a melting pot. It has a lot of people that have Italian descent. Mm-hmm. And they say, I'm Italian. And they don't speak as beautiful and as correct as you just did now. So this is a big warm applause. I'm a fan. Fantastic.
You speak 6 languages and you have recorded in 9 languages?
Yes, I did. Well, I did. I do speak 6 languages because I was... my parents are from Naples, Italy. Mm-hmm. I was born in Vienna because my father was a chef and they went for work in Vienna. I ended up in the heart of Europe, in Vienna. That's where I was born, then raised back in Naples, Italy. So Neapolitan and German, Austrian, was natural for me. Then you learn in English, French, and then I chose Spanish in school.
Yes.
I had a Polish girlfriend for 6 years.
Wow.
And the best dictionary is to find yourself somebody you love. So I had 6 languages at the early age. So these were the languages I used and spoke and basically... get around when traveled and stuff, and especially when you're in Europe, you're multicultural. You're definitely multicultural. You're a couple of miles away from another country. But then later, because I was told a good pronunciation in all these languages, I had no problem recording in Chinese and Japanese and South African language, but I don't speak the other languages.
You know, talking about languages, I should add one more maybe, just to say, Patrizio, jak się masz, bardzo się cieszę, że jesteś ze mną. How about that one?
That sounds even better. Your pronunciation is even better. Bardzo dobrze, dziękuję, serdecznie pozdrawiam.
That means, wow.
I'm so happy and I'm greeting you. That's fantastic. This is definitely a multicultural program that you are hosting.
Just because of you, you know. But I would love to talk about your career. You have taken the world by storm, basically. Have you ever dreamed about a career like this?
Yes. The answer is yes. Yes, I did. I mean, you know, when you have a kid that wants to be a football player, or maybe in my early, when I was 3-4 years old, I wanted to be maybe a car mechanic. My parents looked at me and go like, what? Mm-hmm. A car mechanic? And because I like cars and I knew all the makes and all these things, then I wanted to be a chef. But my father said, you're a chef? I'm going to break your arms. I said, why would you break my arm? Because, well, brutally speaking, huh? Because
yes.
I don't want you to work on Saturdays and Sundays when people go enjoy with their husband, their wives, going to the restaurant with the family. We have to be in the kitchen, cut the onions, cut this, cut that. So at the end, I became an interpreter. I studied languages. But I always, since the early age, my hobby and the time that I used to enjoy was, of course, going out with my friends to club, disco. But I rather wanted to be on stage and sing, and I had formed a little band and stuff like that. So I dreamt, yes, I did, definitely, 100%, I wanted to be where I am today, and it's fantastic. I'm living a dream. I'm in a good place in my life, in my heart, and as long as people enjoy what I do and they support me, what more can I wish for?
And you're being called the ambassador of Dolce Vita. What does it mean to you? Is it like your personal philosophy?
Yes, it is my personal philosophy. Let me explain you, first of all, for those who say, what does that mean, Dolce Vita? So, Dolce Vita means sweet life. Dolce means sweet. Vita means life. So, sweet life means not to worry so much about the things we don't have, but enjoy what we have and never forget to dream about something that we carry in our hearts, because we attract that from the universe. The universe, some people call it universe, some people call it God, is there and it's able to give us everything. We have to know what we want. We have to enjoy. We have to relax. And that's where we get 100% everything. So I want to compare this motto, Viva la Dolce Vita, long live the sweet life, with, say, for example, Ricky Martin used to say, living la vida loca. Let's call it a crazy life.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Elvis Presley, who said, taking care of business. So mine is Viva la Dolce Vita, which reminds me, because we're in a hustle of bustle, running around, we want the new car, we want the new house, we want this, we want that. Oh my God, I lost my job. How can I pay this? And, you know, this is crazy, hamster wheel that we are in. We should just stop, take a breath and reflect. And that's Viva la Dolce Vita. I'm a person that lives that lifestyle, although I had ulcers and I had problems in my life as well when my dad died and this and that. But based on that, I reflected and I said, I only have one life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not some superhero from a cartoon or from a comic. We are human beings and we need to enjoy what we have.
Who are your idols, Patrizio?
Oh, my idols.
Yes.
Well, definitely my parents are my idols. Musically, I don't have an idol. I don't have one person that I idolize. I was idolizing more like an image of somebody that was giving respect to the audience, dressing up nicely on the stage, not cursing or anything like that, and delivering with his vocal abilities, skills, to show that he's a singer, that he's not something that was invented, that he's a product.
Yes.
He has talent. So I think my biggest sort of idol was always Elvis Presley and Tom Jones or Roy Orbison. I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like Freddie Mercury.
Which song out of your many great hits would you call your signature song, the one that people always want to hear?
Well, of course, Il Mondo, the world Il Mondo was first single that was released worldwide and introduced me to the world, Il Mondo, the world.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. If I leave the stage without that, then I think that would be big trouble.
People will cry.
Yes.
Il Mondo, your life. Could I ever live without you? Il mondo, my heart belongs to you, so take it.
And the other song is Un Angelo. Un Angelo means an angel,
mm-hmm.
which is a cover version of a British song. Really, the most beautiful language is the language of love and the language of the music. So this song became a huge hit in Australia, became a hit in Asia, and people love this song, so I think I have to be grateful for Un Angelo.
Your highly anticipated concert in New Jersey is coming up on this Saturday, October 7th, in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And what can people expect?
They can expect a fun show. From the first song to the last song, they will be going on a roller coaster emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
That means there will be very romantic, sophisticated songs that I sing, songs from albums there, of course, I recorded mostly Italian material because that's what I'm known for. I'm the ambassador of the Dolce Vita, the Italian songbook. I will also sing some interpretation of American songs that I recorded. So it's an emotional, a romantic song. So if you're in love or you, if some guys want to score a brownie point with the girls, then they should bring them to the concert. There's going to be some up-tempo songs that people can get up or will get up. I'm going to force them to get up. That's what I do. To get up and dance, and it's going to turn into a party. I have a great band. You see, I am responsible for the legacy of this song because I sing some original songs that I have written or co-written, but I'm singing mostly songs that are loved and known all over the world, but a little bit forgotten. You don't have to say you love me is, for example, original yes. Italian song called Io che non vivo più di un'ora senza te.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, that Elvis Presley recorded Surrender, which is Torna Turiendo. So it is mostly an Italian-themed character. It is a making-you-feel-good show. Yeah, you know what? The men should never be jealous, because I'm actually doing them a favor. I'm making the ladies excited, and then they go home and do the rest.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, we all love you, and we can't wait to see you. Do you have time for anything else except music?
My father was a chef. I like to cook at home. I like to cook for my friends.
Oh, wow.
I like to, you know what? I like vintage cars. I am into fashion a little bit, but not as crazy as women are. I'm not very much into baseball or football or hanging out with the guys at the bar getting drunk. But I do like a nice wine, and I do like sometimes every now and then and whiskey, or when I'm in Mexico, I like to have some tequila.
What's a guilty pleasure that Patrizia can confess to us?
The guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasure. I like to be a gentleman and I like to be discreet, but I do like watching the ladies. I'm amazed by the way women walk, the way women move, the look of the women. I like when women have a nice smile. I like women that are not necessarily, it doesn't need to be physical, you know, just throwing their body parts into our face. It's about how a woman carries herself, and I love the women. That's my guilty pleasure.
Aha. To all of our listeners, don't miss this upcoming spectacular performance, an evening with Patrizia Buana, October 7th, Saturday, 8 p.m. at NJ Pack, Newark, New Jersey. And for more info, you can go to njpack.org, njpack.org, and you can get tickets there as well. And if you would like to call the box office, the number is 888-466-5722, 888-466-5722.
Come to the concert and have a good time. 7th
yes.
of October, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a day full of enthusiasm, energy, passion. I'm waiting for you there.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be there. The one and only Patrizia Buana, thank you so much for being on the show. I am thrilled and I can't wait to see you in person.
I can't wait. I can't wait as well. Thank you so much. And viva la dolce vita.
Ciao, ciao.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. And I know each time I kiss you that my heart's on fire too. So my darling, please surrender all your love.
77 WABC.
No, I've never been premenstrual in my life.
You're not PMSing.
Not right now.
Don't believe us. Believe Yola.
She's not going to lie to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I never lie.
Exactly.
Let's put
you on the spot.
I would be like a shy mouse.
Waving through the window.
That was
yeah. It's Yola Nash. Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on the Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Second Opinion is his third documentary, a whistleblower story about how one of America's largest research centers had to cover up years of their own positive data to protect the status quo.
I was really scared. Here, everything was going great for me. What do? You've got the best job you've ever had and or may ever have in your life, and your boss is telling you to lie. So it really was a classic case of where your conscience is strained. And my response was to leak the documents. I wanted my job, and I also wanted to have a clear conscience. So I guess this is why people leak documents all the time.
Don't miss Eric Marola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Marola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Marola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Marola on The Yola Nash Show. Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm back. You're listening to The Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. I'm your host, Yola Nash. And yes, celebrities are talking, and
I must say I'm super excited because I have a very, very special guest. She's a great actress, amazing businesswoman, producer, former wife of the king of rock and roll, the beautiful, the amazing Priscilla Presley. Welcome to the show, Priscilla.
Wow, thank you so much.
You already made my day. I'm so excited. I couldn't sleep last night.
Oh my goodness. Wow, wow.
I went to sleep like 5 in the morning. I was like, oh my gosh, Priscilla Presley is on my show. Yes.
Well, yes, I'll be coming in your area very soon. So I'm excited about that. October 29th, I'll be in Westbury, New York.
Exactly. And we will be talking about it in a moment. And you were born in New York, in Brooklyn, right?
I was, yes, very, very short, probably overnight. My mother was on her way to Nyannick, Connecticut, where her parents were, and stopped into the military base, of which my father was in the military, and delivered.
Wow, so it was just like you wanted to be born in New York.
Yes. I love New York, actually. I have so many friends there. It's always nice to visit.
It's hard to believe it's been 40 years since Elvis Presley passed away, and his legacy and the memory of him is so alive, and millions of people worship him. And I just want to ask you, did you ever imagine his popularity would be this strong 4 decades after his passing?
Not at all. Not at all, Yola. It's remarkable. I mean, when I opened up Graceland, we had no idea when we sent out invitations. It's not like you would get a response. The press all came, and here we are today, and it hasn't stopped. People are still curious. It's like they can't get enough of Elvis. They just can't.
Wow, it's amazing. Why do you think it's important to keep his legacy alive?
Oh, my gosh. He was iconic in so many ways and what he had in his music, his movies, just him as a personality. To just let that go, it would just be a crime to not honor him. He gave so much to his fans, and he truly, you know, when I first met him at a 14-year-old girl, he told me about his fans and how they made him reach the heights that he did with his music, of course, and with his movies. And he never, ever forgot that.
Let's go back in time for a moment. One day, that particular day in Germany, when you were just 14 years old, your life basically changed forever. How did you first meet Elvis Presley?
Yes, my life did change forever. I met him through a couple that ran the entertainment center at a place called the Eagles Club, where military families would go. And I just got there in 3 weeks, they approached me and asked me if I liked Elvis because they saw me pretty much every day. It was very close to where I lived. And I said, yes, I liked Elvis when he asked me. And then he said, would you like to visit him? And I said, I have to ask my parents. And the rest is history. When I walked in, it was like immediate connection.
Wow. The chemistry was there right away.
Yeah, it was. Well, I was quite shy, but he was certainly very, 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 kind of like wooing me and talking to me and entertaining and singing, and it was a really great night. And then on the third night, I got a call saying he'd like to see me.
I'm wondering, how fast did you fall in love?
You know, I mean, being 14, I knew I was certainly in like. I didn't know what love really was until probably the day he left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it all hit me that it would probably be the end that I'd ever see him again. And that was a very sad day. The hardest thing was when he left is that he told me, you know, the press would probably be there, and he didn't want to see any sad face. You know, he wanted to see me smile, and I tried my very best when I got into the terminal and all the photographers were there. I tried to put a smile on my face and act like it was nothing. And it was, my life changed forever. And
when you were 16 years old, you moved to Graceland, and to make this happen, there were some special arrangements between Elvis and your parents. Tell me about it.
Well, the special arrangements weren't like commitments or anything. The special arrangements was that I get educated and that I have a diploma. I had to graduate from school.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't, I had to return back to Germany.
Oh, wow.
Because they stayed over there. And then Elvis persuaded my parents to please let me stay,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, I'm well taken care of. And my dad wanted to know what was in this for him, as far as, I mean, I'm still so young. Listen, I told my parents that if they didn't do this, that they're ruining my life.
Wow.
That made them think, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you still remember what was the wedding day like?
Oh, my gosh, how could I ever forget? Of course, yes. Again, we'll go over this, and, you know, I'll have questions from the audience as well. What, like the question you asked, when did I know I was in love?
Yes.
You know, that was a very good question, because being so young at a 14, you know, years old, does a 14-year-old know what in love is? And I did not know.
How do you feel about Elvis today? Do you still love him after the divorce and the pain and so many layers to this relationship?
I've never stopped loving Elvis. Never stopped loving him. I've never stopped being in love with him. You know, he was my life. Still is my life. You know, I had a wonderful relationship with him. I mean, we really, really cared for each other very deeply. And the divorce was very difficult, but we still remained close. The fact that I still had him and we still talked and he still confided in me, you know, meant a lot to me, because I never felt I lost him.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that you feel like you missed out on your youth a little bit by being with Elvis. Do you in any way regret those years?
No, what I meant that I missed out on those years was developing into a young girl, knowing myself a little bit more in those teenage years.
And mm-hmm.
I wasn't quite prepared for being in the lifestyle that Elvis was. I had to resolve a lot of issues and problems myself, or I would call my mother.
Yes.
So I miss out on just developing a bit more in maturity.
Is it true you always had a little bit of makeup on when you were with Elvis? You were always wanted to be the most beautiful.
Yeah, I think I did. I always wanted to look my best. He always looked his best. He never, you know, lounged around in jeans or t-shirt. Elvis always dressed. He wasn't that relaxed. Always was prepared to meet someone, see someone, meeting, you know, in the street or something. So it was, I guess it was kind of that era as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Is there any truth to the fact that Elvis was germophobic, that he never liked to go to people's homes to eat because he didn't like eating with other people's silverware?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a little bit like that. It just like makes you think, you know?
No, that's true. Oh, yes. He taught me how to drink out of a cup so that your mouth would hear what most people would probably put their lips to. And when he was a little boy, he would carry his own silverware if they were going to one of the family gatherings at other people's homes. So always a fork and a knife and a spoon.
Wow.
Wrapped in a little napkin.
That's so great
it's
to learn.
It's cute, right?
Yeah, it's cute. There are so many fascinating facts about Elvis and Priscilla Presley, and people seem to never get enough of your beautiful story, of your love story. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think people always are interested about a love story. I mean, that's what I think people search for all their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have a especially one that's so public. They just don't, you know, want to let go of that. It's a very interesting story. I don't think there's any one story like this.
Mm-hmm. To hear more and to see Priscilla Presley, I'd like to invite you to a special event, Elvis and Me. It's an evening with Priscilla Presley, and it's going to be a unique and open conversation with Priscilla. She will share more intimate and great, fascinating stories about her life with the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. So don't miss it. It's going to be on Sunday, October 29th, 8 p.m., Westbury Theater, Westbury, New York. And for more information, you can go to PriscillaPresley.com. Priscilla, it's just unbelievable to have you on the show. I feel absolutely honored and thrilled. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Yul. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Priscilla Presley.
This is 77 WABC, The Yola Nash Show.
Happy to introduce my next segment, The Poetry Corner. And I hear more and more appreciation for these beautiful poems I've been presenting. And these are all written by Fela, my absolutely favorite poet. She's a multi-talented artist, writer, and poet. And to experience more of her beautiful work, simply go to manodano.com. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O, manodano.com. And now, listen to this one.
"It's destiny," she said, and I thought, what does that really mean? Isn't everything destiny? I mean, when your dreams come true, you know it is destiny, for sure. When they burst apart like soap bubbles that had no future beyond a few seconds, a few moments of shimmering reflections. Yes, like that. When your dreams just blow apart and you find yourself crouched in a corner, on the floor, trying to assemble the pieces that you know belong together. Just when your dreams explode in your face and you feel God has forsaken you. When the divine appears to have exited, left your consciousness for good. Yes, right then they will say, it's destiny. And you wonder, what is that supposed to do? Make you feel like everything is in its right place? Well, the fact is that nothing is ever in the wrong place. From the very beginning, everything can just unfold the way it does. What else could it do? So don't say, it is destiny. Please, look into my eyes and let me feel your heart.
Oh, so beautiful. I absolutely encourage you to check out more of her fantastic poetry. And you know, poetry gives you this special permission to feel on a totally different level. So definitely next week, I will be happy to feature Fela again. And now it's time to say goodbye, and please don't forget to tune in for my next episode of the Yola Nash Show on the legendary WABC radio. You can listen live on Sunday, 4 p.m. or Saturday, 2 a.m. And don't miss my exclusive on-camera celebrity interviews where celebrities are talking. The interviews are featured on our popular video podcast on WABCradio.com under the Yola Nash Show. Thank you so much for being with me today. Let me know where you are, what you do, how can I help you? Maybe we can dance together, who knows? Life is beautiful and unpredictable. Like me on Facebook, follow me, write me, stay connected. So until next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
77 WABC, Yola Nash is New York.